A liquor accord is an agreement by various stakeholders to take certain actions in local communities to improve safety and reduce alcohol-related antisocial behaviour, offences and violence. Local liquor accords aim to stop problems from occurring in the first place, taking account of specific issues in an area. The New South Wales Office of Liquor, Racing and Gaming is responsible for promoting the development of effective and sustainable accords across the state. Further information is available through their website at olgr.nsw.gov.au. The Lismore Local Liquor Accord is the reason why there is a 12:30 a.m. lockout in effect around Lismore. They are also the reason why there are no shots available at all venues except non-member venues. The only current non-member venue in Lismore at the moment is Tommy's. Although trying to do good work, the Lismore Local Liquor Accord seems to be under the control of Lismore Licensing Police. Licensed venues seem more concerned about receiving infringement notices for various matters if they do not comply with Liquor Accord recommendations rather than participating voluntarily. Even though portrayed as an organisation open to all stakeholders, the truth is that some individuals are not welcome. For example, even though I have to deal with so much alcohol-related antisocial behaviour, offences and violence every week while operating my business, I was not welcome as a member. After considerable challenge to this, I was finally allowed to attend, but was not allowed to vote, and was not allowed to speak in meetings. I still do not receive notices of meetings to advise me when they occur, and never receive any other communication. There is no doubt in my mind the Lismore Licensing Police are behind this. With such a heavy police influence, the liquor accords and the police position regarding how to deal with issues in the Lismore Entertainment Precinct and local community are very much aligned. This is not necessarily a good thing, and it seems to pose a problem when police are often heard to state how good a job they are doing and how the crime statistics are showing a drop in various crimes. There is almost certainly a bias issue. It also seems unusual that an organisation whose purpose is to reduce alcohol-related antisocial behaviour, offences and violence in the local area would not openly welcome or actively seek input from owners of unlicensed businesses who operate late at night in the CBD. These businesses not only have to deal directly with a lot of related problems, they can also provide some invaluable information to assist the Lismore Local Liquor Accord to reduce or stop many problems. Real differences can be made when everyone works together. This is Big Rob bringing you Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM. I'm still posting on the Big Rob's Facebook page at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz, or you can follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to post your views.